Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a switch up in Ableton Live 12 that actually feels like a rewind-worthy reload moment, with that jungle and old-school DNB pressure. This is advanced territory, so we're not just throwing in random edits. We're building a drop that evolves on purpose, using sampling, resampling, and tight arrangement control. The big idea here is anchor plus mutation. You keep one thing emotionally recognizable, like the snare backbeat, a bass contour, or the break flavor, and then you mutate everything around it. That's what makes the switch up feel exciting instead of confusing. In DNB, especially jungle and old school styles, the listener should think, hold up, run that back. Let's start with the core loop. Set your project around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want that sweet spot, 172 BPM is a great place to live. Build a four-bar loop with two main identities, drum drive and bass phrase. You want one audio track for your breakbeat sample, one MIDI track for your bass, and one track ready for resampling and effects. For the break, choose a sample with enough transient detail to chop well. If it already sits nicely, don't force warp on it. Keep it natural and slice it manually or use slice to new MIDI track. For old school DNB, a few strong slice points are better than over-editing every transient into dust. You want the groove to breathe, not look like it was pasted together by a robot. Now shape the break with a bit of swing. If you want true jungle movement, try something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58%. If you want a cleaner rollers feel, keep it lighter, around 54 to 56%. Keep the kick and snare anchor solid, but let a few ghost notes drift slightly. That little human looseness is part of the magic. Then process the break with drum bus. Add a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Use boom carefully, because in this style the sub has to stay disciplined. If the break is too spiky, bring the transient down a touch. If it needs more snap, push it slightly up. After that, use a EQ8 to clean up the low end and the mud zone. High pass only if there's useless rumble below the usable sub range. Trim some mud around 200 to 400 Hz if the break is fighting the bass. And if the hats get harsh, tame the 7 to 10 kHz range a bit. Now the bass. Split it into two layers or two chains. This is a huge advanced habit. Keep the sub clean and mono, and let the mid layer do the movement and dirt. On the sub, operator is perfect. Use a sine wave, no unnecessary movement below about 100 Hz, and keep the envelope simple. On the upper layer, wave eatable is great for a reese or a dirty mid bass. Use a saw or pull style source, add some subtle unison in the mids, and automate the filter for movement. The reason we split the bass is simple. Switch ups get way easier when you can independently mute, narrow, distort, or automate the sub and mid. If you distort everything together, you lose control. In DNB, low-end discipline is everything. Write a bass phrase that can answer itself. This is a big one. Don't just make a riff. Make a phrase that suggests its own future mutation. Try a two-bar call and response, a long weighty note, then a shorter rhythmic answer, then a rest or pickup, then an accent note with a different articulation. That contrast in note length matters a lot in this genre. A short staccato answer after a long note can be more powerful than a completely new melody. Duplicate that phrase and change just one thing. Maybe the filter opens more. Maybe one note is displaced by a 16th. Maybe the last hit gets a slightly different length. That tiny shift can make the whole drop feel like it's turning a corner. Now comes one of the most powerful steps, resample the groove. Route your drums and bass to a new audio track, and print one or two bars of the best moment. Don't just rely on automation. Print the exact fill, reverse hit, or bass stab you want. Audio edits feel more record-like and less MIDI clean, and that old-school energy loves a printed decision. Once you've recorded the audio, chop it up. Use slice to new MIDI track or cut it manually. Now you can reverse a tiny bass texture, move a ghost drum before the snare, repitch a stab a few semitones, or create a one-beat reload style fill. The trick is to keep the edit small and believable. A tiny, reverse snare tail or a short reversed cymbal can do a lot more than a giant cinematic riser. Now let's build the switch-up itself. The best DNB switch-ups don't just get louder. They change the drum language. So in the second half of the drop, start mutating the break. Maybe you remove the main kick for a bar. Maybe you add more ghost notes. Maybe you bring in a chopped MN fragment. Maybe you shift from straight punch into a more syncopated shuffle. If you want to lean old school, keep the snare as the anchor and swap the kick out for short toms or rim hits for a moment. That keeps the groove recognizable but fresh. If you want a slightly darker, more modern twist, you can automate beat repeat on a return or insert. Keep the chants low, around 5 to 15%. Use a tight grid like 1/16 or 1/8. Then only bring it in for the transition moment. Don't make beat repeat the whole personality of the track. Use it like a controlled destabilizer. Automating the bass texture is where the switch starts to feel intentional. Use auto filter, saturator, utility, maybe even chorus ensemble if you want a little extra width in the mids. Open the cutoff gradually, narrow the upper bass a bit before the reload, then widen it again after the flip. Keep the sub mono the whole time. You can automate auto filter from something like 250 Hz up to 2.2 kHz over a bar if you want a dramatic shift. Add a little more saturator drive during the switch, maybe 1 to 3 dB, but only where it counts. Remember, the ear reads filter and width changes as energy changes, even if the notes barely change at all. That's a big D&B trick. You can make a section feel huge without crowding the mix. Now let's design the fill. A rewind-worthy fill usually feels surprising and inevitable at the same time. Use your resampled audio and create a one-bar fill at the end of the phrase. Cut a snare tail, reverse a cymbal, add an impact, or insert a bass pickup a 16th early. If you want that old-school flavor, a tiny vinyl stop-style edit or a reverse hit before the drop returns can be enough. You do not need a massive EDM-style riser. In jungle and D&B, small and nasty often hits harder. Also, don't underestimate silence. A half-beat gap before the reload can make the return feel massive. Negative space creates pressure. The drop comes back and suddenly the floor leans forward. For arrangement, think in phrases. Every 4 or 8 bars, something should change. Bars 1 to 4 establish the groove. Bars 5 to 8 twist the bass phrase. Bars 9 to 12 change the drum language. Bars 13 to 16 slam in the darker reload variation. That structure is clear enough for the dancer to follow, but flexible enough to feel alive. If you want a longer section, you can build a 32-bar drop with a clear story, rolling pressure, chopped break and reese variation, then a return to the original idea with more aggression. That's classic D&B logic. Establish, mutate, reload, return stronger. Before you call it done, do a final mix pass. Check the sub against the kick. Make sure the break still has snap without harshness. Listen in mono with utility. If the switch-up only feels exciting when it's loud and wide, it's not really finished. It should still read at low volume and in mono. That tells you the arrangement is doing the work, not just the stereo image. If the switch feels powerful but smaller in the mix, don't just raise the volume. Tighten the kick tail. Shorten the bass release. Add a little more harmonic saturation in the mids. Maybe automate a tiny gain lift only for the transition bar. The best switch-ups feel like the track is changing form, not just getting louder. A few pro moves to keep in mind. Print and re-chop your own drop whenever possible. Keep the sub layer clean and separate. Use filtered noise as texture, not as the main event. Widen only the event or the atmosphere, never the foundation. And use tiny pitch shifts for tension. A bass stab or a break slice moved up or down by a semitone for one hit can create that classic weight. What was that moment? Here's a quick practice exercise. Take an existing 8-bar D&B loop. Duplicate it. In bars 5 to 8, mute one kick or snare element to create a hole. Resample bars 1 to 4 onto a new track. Chop the printed audio into a few slices. Reverse one slice and place it into the last beat of bar 8. Automate the bass filter cutoff upward across one bar. Add a little drum bus or saturator only during the transition. Then bounce it and listen back in mono right away. Your goal is to make it feel like a deliberate reload moment, not a random edit. So the core lesson is this. In Ableton Live 12, a strong D&B switch-up comes from sampling, resampling, and arrangement control. Keep the sub disciplined. Let the break evolve. Change the drum language at phrase boundaries. Use stock devices like Simpler, Drum Rack, Waveatable, Operator, Drum Bus, Saturator, Auto Filter, Beat Repeat, Utility and Echo to create tension, mutation, and impact. The best switch-ups feel like the track remembers its first idea, then comes back harder. All right, now take that logic and build your own reload. Make it speak, make it pivot, and when it lands, make the floor want to hear it again.